There's a man by the name of Philemon that Paul writes to concerning the condition of a runaway slave. And Paul writes to Philemon and he says, I thank my God always making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. Two things that characterized this man was his dependence upon the Lord Jesus and his devotion to the saints of God. And Paul says this concerning him, for I have come to have much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. The scripture says that they who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And Paul found a man who he had much joy in, and this man brought much comfort to him because of the love he exhibited. And he said not only he experiences, but the hearts of the other Christians were refreshed through this brother. Isn't it wonderful to be able to give thanks to God for someone that you know, who you have much joy in, who brings much comfort because of the great love in which they love you, in whom you have your own heart refreshed and renewed? Maybe today it would be good to stop and pick up the phone or send an email and thank somebody for the way that God has used them through their love to bring joy into your life and comfort, and who have refreshed you. Why don't you thank God for those today who have refreshed you and brought joy and comfort and loved you, and maybe write them a note and explain how they have been used of the Lord. And better still, look at yourself and pray Philemon, verse 7, that God would make you an individual that others may have much joy in, that others may experience comfort because of your love, and that the hearts of the Christians, the hearts of the saints, would be refreshed through you.